Hello everybody and welcome to The Integrated Home, the podcast that's produced by the home integration community for the home integration community. My name is Jeff Hayward and today we're bringing you a CEDIA Awards special. We'll be talking with Rob Sutherland of Inspired Dwellings about their Cavendish Square project, winner of the Best MDU category at the CEDIA EMEA Awards 2024. Then we hear from Jen McGuire, CEDIA's Senior Membership Manager, with all the news on deadlines and categories for the CEDIA EMEA Awards 2025. Welcome to The Integrated Home. So I'm delighted to be joined by Rob Sutherland from Inspired Dwellings. Welcome to the show, Rob.
Thank you, Jeff. It's great to be here.
I can't believe there's anyone out there who doesn't know who you are, but can you just describe who you are and your business?
My name is Rob Sutherland. I run an AV integrator called Inspired Dwellings, and we've been in business for around 18 years. And we've been lucky enough to work on some absolutely amazing projects over the years.
Absolutely amazing projects. And that's what we're here to talk about, one of those, which is Cavendish Square. So can you just talk to us about the background to this particular project?
The main architect is a company called Darling Associates, who is Chris Darling, I've known for quite a few years. And he gave me a call and said, I've got a project you might be interested in. And would you come and meet a couple of people? So I kind of went in and met a couple of people, and they said, yeah, I think you could probably help us out. And we submitted a design fee proposal. And so we joined the design team for the project, which was an old, built in the turn of the last century, so 1890s, 1900 period building. It had been built as apartments, individual apartments. Some of them are duplex apartments, so they're quite a strange layout. You walk in at one level and at the rear of the apartment, it splits into an upper floor and a lower floor. But quite an unusual building, and in the years it had been various things. And before it was rebuilt, it was service offices. So, there were all sorts of people in there. And it had a medical centre in the bottom, private medicine centre in the bottom of the building.
And this is central London, right, this project?
Yeah, it's in Cavendish Square, which is just north of Oxford Street, an amazing location. Amazing building, and the client was a company called Centreland, who had bought the property because they saw an opportunity for bringing high-end, super high-quality development to that part of London. The design included putting four new penthouses on the top of the building.
We are talking super luxury.
Super luxury scale, and the views from the penthouses on the top of the building. You look down to Centre Point, you look up to Hampstead Heath. You just look, it's a panoramic view of London, of the rooftops of London. It's spectacular from the penthouses.
Wow. And this all began in 2016, so presumably quite a long-term project. Was there a timescale that you had from the start of the project to completion?
It was meant to be a relatively quick turnaround project. The design was about a year, I think, and then it went into a negotiated contract with the main contractor. I think the project in the end overran by about nine or 12 months. We finished up 2019 2020. Then the individual apartments, so that kind of got the apartments ready for marketing, and then the individual apartments were then bought.
Interesting. So 25 apartments in total across six floors. What did the client actually brief you, or what was your brief in terms of delivering technology for the development?
The client brief was kind of, we want, the most luxurious, best technology we can have in every apartment. The budgets have to be engineered to meet with the overall price package. And so there was less technology in them from day one, but our design allowed each of the new owners to be able to upgrade them quite extensively.
So presumably a lot of effort was placed around designing a wiring infrastructure.
Yes. So each apartment had quite a comprehensive wiring infrastructure. They had fairly limited AV from day one. They all had a wired and Wi-Fi data network. So from day one, they could ring up one of the two providers and get broadband and Wi-Fi from day one. And then there was enough cabling infrastructure to upgrade to service quite extensive luxury AV in each apartment. And they also had a comprehensive Lutron lighting system as well. And that was all Darley controlled, because they wanted they wanted a Lutron system, but they didn't want huge panels of lighting, so that we had to be quite creative with the lighting design, working with the lighting designers to get the right fittings on the DALI system to enable flexibility, but not cost. The focus is always on the apartments in these projects, but actually the communal areas is also pretty important. Each apartment had quite extensive heating and cooling, but that was all from a central core. Each apartment would have a couple of Crestron touch panels from which the client could do heating, adjust the heating and cooling in the apartment, and that came from the core. But it had to be segmented from a security perspective from the rest, from another apartment. It was probably one of the more challenging parts of the business of the project.
And I think probably one of the other challenges, we haven't spoken about this yet, but I would assume that being in the building that it is, historic, lots of architectural features, very charming, you must have been influenced in terms of what you did in terms of audio speakers and grills and everything that might compromise that aesthetic. So what solutions did you go for on that front?
So in the show apartments, we put in plastered in speakers, invisible speakers. It's that sort of AV magic of being able to hear it, but not see it.
Fantastic. So you talked about some of the challenges you faced. Anything else that was particularly difficult or unique about this project?
It's the usual thing of working on historic buildings. When you see a building like this before the work starts, it seems like they're huge rooms and there's plenty of space for cables. There'll be no issues. But as soon as you start, none of the buildings had underfloor heating, so you have to get an underfloor heating. The contractor has to get underfloor heating in. That has to be built into the floor. They have to build up the floors. And as soon as you start putting the finishes on and building up the interior, space becomes really tight. You have to try and imagine how a room will be used, so because you don't have the opportunity to just put a TV point in every corner of the room. you're limited on what you've got.
So actually close collaboration within that design team. Everybody's got to fight for that little bit of space that they need.
And fight is always the way it's described, but it is actually a collaboration process. When you actually start construction, all the initial planning, not all of it goes out the window, but quite some of it does change. You end where we thought we could put panels. There's when the building's taken apart and there's a piece of steel in the place where you thought you could put a touchscreen, you can't get cables to that wall because and you end up redesigning things.
Did the client get what they wanted? Were they able to sell the apartments? Did they pitch them at the right price? Did it go well? And upgrades for you, that's where the money is.
Every apartment has been sold, and they were sold quite quickly. And we have been lucky enough to work with most of the new owners, help them realise the kind of their visions for their apartments. The owners would bring in their own design team, different interior designers, different contractors to do the upgrades, change light fittings. So we work with all of those people and provided upgrades, as you say, upgrades to each one as we went.
What about for you? I mean, integrators face challenges working in the MDU sector, I think, and a lot of those challenges seem to revolve to me around project overruns, payments, cash flow, costs. Is it something that you go into with your eyes open, and if you know what you're going to face, you can manage that process much more effectively, would you say?
For most AV integrators working on big construction projects, it's a challenge because you're playing with the big boys. They're very contractual. They know exactly what they're doing. And for a lot of integrators, we're used to working with, especially if you're working on residential projects, you're used to working directly with the client. And the client, if the client wants something, the client has it. And you just say, yes, okay, we'll do that. Whereas working with a big main contractor, you are working to a very tight specification. They want you to do exactly what it says on the tin, and no more and no less. Then come the challenges of cash flow, managing cash in quite large sums of cash, and negotiating with your own suppliers and negotiating with the main contractor to work towards the outcome that you need, which is, you know, finishing the project, completing it, and handing it over to the new clients. I wouldn't have said that working on big MDUs is for everybody.
What advice would you have for integrators working in the MDU sector today?
My advice for an integrator who looks at an MDU project thinking, wow, that's amazing, such a huge piece of business, we've got to do it, we've got to tackle it and jump in and get with is walk into it with your eyes wide open. Unlike a private residential project, an MDU is a big building contract. You're a small, very small player playing with large contractors who are used to managing subcontractors to their advantage and as efficiently as they can. And so expecting them to do things, they will, you know, on site level, everybody works together, but from a contractual level, you need to understand the contract you're walking into. When you will get paid, managing your own suppliers to make sure that they get paid when they need to be paid, and you're not paying all your own suppliers ahead of the contractors, waiting for the contractor to then pay out. And you know, they are big contractors are quite efficient at managing their cash, and it doesn't necessarily mean that will mean large dollops of cash landing in your bank account when you expect them to arrive. They will arrive when the contractor is ready to pay you. Go in with your eyes open and don't expect any favours from anybody.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, what were your key learnings about Cavendish Square? Anything particularly that you would take to another project?
Cavendish Square was a huge project for us, very challenging. I am absolutely delighted that we took part in the project and delivered it and came out the other side. The downside is that managing a relatively large team during a project of that scale is quite difficult, and you've got to be on your game.
Exciting. And you must have been pleased to win the CD award with this project as well.
We were delighted to win the CD award. When you run an integration business, you hope that people recognize that you've done a good job. We find that the sort of litmus test of have you done a good job is that our clients are happy to continue working with us with their service contracts and they're taking up service contracts and ongoing business. But it's not always taken as read. And winning an award is just kind of, it's the formal recognition that you've done a good job. It's, you know, somebody's actually patting you on the back saying, you know, guys, you did an amazing job with that project. And at the time when you're delivering it, it doesn't always seem like it's an amazing thing to do. We were very pleased to win that award because it was a slightly different one. I think it was great that CEDIA has started to recognise slightly different categories rather than the traditional high-end residential.
Well, many, many congratulations. And it's an amazing project. So do take a look at it on the CEDIA website where you can find out much more about this project and all the other CEDIA award winners from 2024. I hope that this inspires you to enter the awards in 2025.
We will be putting some submissions in this year. We, as a business, we think it's part of an important thing to do is to because it supports CEDIA and it supports the industry, but it's also forces us to actually look at what we've done and document what we've done. The business reasons why we became involved in a project.
Indeed. Wise words, Rob. Well, look, thanks for talking with us today and look forward to seeing you at the awards ceremony in 2025, if not before.
Thank you, Jeff. It's been great to chat.
Welcome to DBM, the premium AV distributor delivering unparalleled video and audio solutions for your clients. Discover what Inspired Dwellings said after recently partnering with us on a groundbreaking project.
At Inspired Dwellings, we've had the privilege of working with DBM on some truly exceptional projects, including our hand-painted cinema project that was crowned Best Media Room Level 1 at the 2024 CEDIA EMEA Smart Home Awards. DBM's top-tier products, including the Barco Braggy Projector and Meridian DSP 520 and DSP 320 architectural speakers, were essential in creating an immersive luxury cinema experience. The innovative solutions and high-performance technology seamlessly integrates into any design, enhancing both sound and picture quality without compromise.
Simplify your projects and elevate your AV integration with DBM today. From premium solutions to stress-free planning, we're here to redefine your audiovisual experience.
Thanks so much, Rob, for talking with us about the fantastic Cavendish Square project. Now, as we trailed at the start of the show, Cavendish Square triumphed in the CEDIA EMEA Awards, winning the Best MDU category. As we approach the closing deadlines for the 2025 awards, I'm delighted to be joined by Jen Maguire, Senior Membership Manager for CEDIA, who manages the scheme for CEDIA. Welcome to the show, Jen.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Jeff, for having us on and showcasing this awesome member benefit. I really appreciate it.
Fantastic. So can we start just with a quick introduction to you and your role on the awards at CEDIA?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have been with CEDIA for around 10 years, taking on many roles within the membership team, but in 2024 took on the mantle for the awards program globally. And I'm so excited. I love being involved in this program. It really is a wonderful member benefit. And over the last few years, we've been continuously working to evolve it to make sure that the categories are accessible and appropriate for the market, and also to make sure that the judging criteria really does reflect technical or business excellence, depending on which category you're entering. So I'm thrilled to be part of it with Louise Folbig here in the UK and Paul Skelton, who some people might know. We're your kind of key contacts for this program.
Wonderful. And I talked about it being a fast approaching deadline. Go on, give us the news. How soon is it before entries close?
So the great thing is it's not until the 7th of May for our integrated categories. So we have around 14 categories that you can consider. Some need a lot more work, a lot more technical documentation than others. So if you're just thinking about getting started in the program, there's still plenty of time, but I would have a look at the categories we have on offer because some are going to need a lot more of your attention than others. If you are looking at maybe our business or our individual awards, then the deadline is not until the 6th of June. And if you're a manufacturer, you're hoping to enter a product, you have that same deadline, which is also the 6th of June. So for integrators who are hoping to enter one of their wonderful projects, that's the kind of key one to get across here today. The deadline is the 7th of May.
And integrators are the only ones who can enter projects, not brands. They can't do that, can they?
Yeah, that's correct. New for this year, though, what we have done is taken some advice from some of our industry-related professionals who work very closely with our integrator members, such as Cinema Lux, who are doing fantastic projects with a number of our integrators. So what we've done this year is we have now opened it up. So industry-related professionals can enter on behalf of integrators as long as they're a CEDIA member. Both parties do need to be CEDIA members, but you can actually enter in conjunction with a integrator if you are an IRP member. So just something to keep in mind.
Understood. And I talked about the deadline for projects, so just reiterate that again. When does that close?
So the deadline for project entries in the integrator categories is the 7th of May.
And for the business or individual categories?
That will be the 6th of June.
Fantastic. Okay. And we're talking exclusively about EMEA here, aren't we?
These are actually global deadlines. So wherever you are in the world, those deadlines are for you.
Right. Okay. So if you're entering in APAC or US, same deadlines apply.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. $6 million question, or probably more than that, actually. Why should members enter?
There are four, for me, main reasons why you should consider entering the CEDIA Awards. One, I think it is an amazing opportunity to boost your reputation within the industry. Being shortlisted as a finalist or winning an award is such an amazing accomplishment, and it really does set the benchmark of excellence within our industry. So we have a panel of technical judges who are SMEs in every single area, and they're looking at your projects with a really strict criteria to ensure that we're awarding the best of the best. So to make it to finalist or to make it as a winner within the awards program is going to do wonders, hopefully, for your reputation within the industry, but also to adjacent trades. So we do promotion to obviously consumers, but the design build audience as well. And we use the content that's come out of our awards program to showcase what our industry is capable. So if you want to be part of that, entering the awards and, like I said, becoming a finalist or a winner is a sure way to boost your reputation. I think another great way is it showcases your creativity. So we have a number of projects, whether it's a high-tech home or a innovative control system. The projects really do set the standard of what home technology looks like. Our judges are looking for ways in which you've taken the client's brief and you've taken what is possible within our industry and then created a really amazing user experience. our judges know that not every room is the right size to what this is, not the perfect room as per the standards. There's always a window where you don't want it to be. We're always looking for ways in which the integrator has dealt with those issues, how they've handled it, and still been able to provide a really brilliant end result that meets the client brief, but also showcases the excellent stuff that our industry can do. We've got a number of examples of where members have gained a lot of recognition through the awards program, whether that be from clients and peers or industry leaders. Being part of the award program showcases what you're capable of and is a mark of technical brilliance, I think. Outside of the program itself, we have our three regional ceremonies. So whether you enter this year or not, I would definitely consider adding that to your diary of events for the year, because it's a really amazing opportunity to not only network with your peers, but also celebrate one another. What I love most about this industry is how everyone is, at these events, everyone is celebrating everyone. You're surrounded by like-minded professionals, and you're just, it's just a really wonderful atmosphere and community feeling. So that would be my fluffy reason, my fourth fluffy reason, if you like, to enter the awards, is to be part of that experience.
You're allowed one fluffy reason, Jen. That's fine by me. Okay, and where should people go if they have any questions about entering the awards in 2025?
There are a number of places. If you go to our awards page, that's kind of your primary hub of information. So cedia.org/awards. We've hosted a 7-episode webinar series this season. We've got links to the toolkit. And most importantly, every single category that we offer has a requirements sheet. And that all acts as a really awesome way to checklist what technical documentation you need, what essay questions we're going to ask, what images are most important. It's a kind of one place to get everything you need. However, email awards@cedia.org, myself and Louise pick that up, and we are on hand to hold your hand throughout the whole process, if you like. So if you can't find it on the cedia.org portal, then me and Louise are your best bet of putting you in the right direction.
Wonderful. Well, look, thanks so much, Jen. And thank you, Rob, also for guesting on this episode. You can find out more about the Integrated Home on Instagram at Integrated Home Podcast and on LinkedIn at the Integrated Home Podcast. The Integrated Home is brought to you with the support of Distributed by Meridian. We support Together for Cinema, and we are a Wildwood Plus production. Thank you.
The Integrated Home supports Together for Cinema. Together for Cinema is a community interest company that collaborates with the AV industry to design and install cinema rooms in children's hospices and other deserving locations across the UK. So far, thanks to the huge generosity of manufacturers, distributors and integrators freely giving of their time, products and expertise, we've created 46 dedicated cinemas, equivalent to an installation value of about £1.2 million. In these special places, families, staff and volunteers are now enjoying fantastic movie experiences together and helping to create very, very special memories. Help our industry continue to make a difference. Visit togetherforcinema.co.uk and find out how you can be involved to make short lives just that little bit better.